This is Al Jazeera, and these are the top stories. Ukraine's president is calling on international aid organizations to help in rescue efforts following an attack on a dam in the southern Kherson region. Thousands of people have been evacuated after the breach caused widespread flooding. Russia and Ukraine blame each other for attacking the Novokakhovka dam. A fire has broken out at a fuel depot in the Sudanese capital near a weapons factory. The battle between the army and the rapid support forces has intensified in southern Khartoum. The fuel storage site is one of the biggest in Africa. Tens of millions of people in Canada and the northeastern United States are being told to stay indoors because of smoke from wildfires. More than 400 are burning in Canada and have prompted air quality alerts across several provinces and states. New York City's skyline is blanketed by smoke.
It has an immediate impact on people's health. Irritation to the eyes, the nose, breathing, coughing, so and even shortness of breath. So our message right now is going to be reiterated multiple times because it is simply stay indoors. Outdoors is dangerous in just about every part of our state, not just vulnerable communities, but literally everyone.
Federal prosecutors in the United States have notified former President Donald Trump he's the target of an investigation. U.S. media are reporting that the special counsel investigation is focused on the handling of classified documents. Last year, about 13,000 documents were seized from Trump's Florida home. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has officially joined the race for the White House. Pence is challenging Donald Trump, under whom he served. Their relationship became strained after Pence rejected Trump's order to overturn the 2020 presidential election result. Pope Francis is recovering from abdominal surgery in Rome. The Vatican says there were no complications, but the head of the Roman Catholic Church is expected to stay in hospital for several days. Israeli forces have carried out a raid in the Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. They shot at a group of journalists who were covering the demolition of a house. A reporter and several Palestinians were injured in the violence.